I'm going to welcome Noel Gibbons now. Noel, good morning.
Good morning, Myra. How are things?
Oh, I'm very well. Noel, welcome to Near FM and the Lifeline programme. You're with the Road Safety, you're actually the Road Safety Officer and Communications Department of Mayo County Council. And I'm actually fascinated because I don't have kiddies, but one of the things that I see here is that if people are going to go on holidays and their precious cargo, could you tell some of our listeners the advice that you have, please?
Yes, well, first of all, thanks very much for highlighting the road safety awareness around this campaign. So, that everyone is in the holiday mode at the moment, all organising their staycations, and people are packing their cars away. So, we just want to remind people here from the Road Safety Office in Mayo that when they are heading out from their staycation, to make sure that they prioritise one cargo, and that's their young children. Unfortunately, 4 out of 5 car seats checked by the Road Safety Authority have been found to be fitted incorrectly. So we were advising people to make sure to check the RSA website for their advice on how to fit a car seat correctly.
Sorry, Noel, how many did you say? How many seats?
4 out of 5 car seats have been fitted incorrectly to that, from inspections by the Road Safety Authority if they are check a fit. It's a huge number of car seats that are incorrectly fitted.
Oh my goodness. And how often is it yearly that you advise parents to get the car seats checked?
Yes, we do. And also, I suppose the other side as well is if the grandparents may be carrying their children at certain stages as well, so car seat could be changed over between cars, so make sure that when they are being changed over that they're fit correctly in the whatever car they've been fitted in, and most importantly as well to make sure that when they are transporting the children in the car that they make sure that they monitor the children in the car seats, that children can be at the habit of reducing the fastening belt in the car seat, which can just be a huge danger if they're in a collision. And it doesn't take much of a collision to cause serious injury to a child inside in the car.
And where do you go to get the seats checked? Now, please forgive me because this is a total alien world for me and Noel. So do you go to your local garage or is there a certain place?
Pre-COVID times, the RSA would have organised check-it-fits shows around the country where parents could pull in and get their car seats checked. But unfortunately, because of COVID, this isn't an option. So what they've done now, they have offered a virtual car seat check, so they can log on to the RSA website, and from there then they can be advised how to check the car seats. Or alternatively, they can call to a supplier of car seats, so any store who sells car seats would have staff who are trained to fit the car seat correctly. So there they can get their car seats checked free by these staff.
And we're in the middle of a heat wave. Does the sun actually penetrate the windows? I mean, the toddler, their skin is much more sensitive to ours. I mean, as an adult, I know. Well, I'm an old leathered lady, so it wouldn't affect me as much. But kiddies.
Yeah, well, over the weekend we've heard issues, safety appeals for motorists not to leave pets in their cars, and equally important that they don't go and leave their children inside the car, even shooting into a shop to get groceries, because there's huge heat inside the car, so if children are left inside there, can cause dehydration and can cause a stroke. So again, the importance of not leaving children inside in cars where the heat can build up.
Oh my goodness, okay. Can I just get back to the seat? I mean, is there a weight? I know I have a grandniece and she's only 4, but she actually looks like 7 because she's long legs and she's very tall, yet our little brother is nearly half her size and he's coming up to 3. So does the weight and the height of a child...
Exactly, yes. So the weight and height would be possibly would go by in relation to... any child under 150 centimetres requires some form of child restraint system in the car, be a booster seat down to where BBC itself. So again, the guidance for this is on the RSA website, where they can check that out and see what child restraint is required or suitable for their child, as you said, depending on the weight of the child.
And clothing, is clothing important? You have to forgive me now, but children, is clothing, should they be wearing lighter clothes? I mean, I assume they should be wearing lighter clothes now.
Exactly. So again, if you have a child that has a sport this time of year, it probably isn't a big an issue, but in winter time, you might have a big jacket on your child or a puffy coat, so then you won't be able to fasten the restraints and the car seat as much as you should be. So again, removing that big jacket or puffy jacket that they've on them, so again, that you can tighten them the restraints correctly to make sure that they're safely restrained in the car seat.
No, this is really common sense at the end of the day, isn't it?
It is, but again, common sense can go out the window when people are under pressure. They're rushing to go to drop a child to school, or they're rushing out to work trying to get out. And again, so we're just asking people just to slow down a little bit and just to prioritise the passengers that they are carrying. And again, none of this is done deliberately, just these mistakes. It just takes a timely reminder to remind people to check out these safety features and make sure that everyone's travelling safely in the car. And again, thanks to yourself as well for highlighting the issue again this morning.
No, I mean, Near FM are very open to all learning. We learn all the time, and I just want to get back to the sun. Should parents should they just have sun cream in the car as a protection?
Yeah, exactly. And also there's a screen you can attach to your side window to stop the sun shining on your child, but also again, make sure that you are attaching this, that if you have a child in the front seat, that you don't put it on your passenger side, which can impede your vision coming from your left, so not to obscure your vision in any way. Again, children can sit in the front seat of the car if they have the appropriate child restraint, whether it be a booster seat or a child seat, depending on their age.
The other thing is, I know toys and you know books to keep children kind of quiet and not to distract you when you're driving. But what about seat accessories? I mean, there must be something that maybe we don't need to actually have for seat accessories. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, exactly. No, but also another handy one is that we can get an additional mirror that you can fit onto your own in an inside mirror. So you can use that to monitor your child who's sitting in the back. You can, so you're not taking your eyes, twisting your head around, looking back to your child, that you can monitor what your child is doing when you're driving. You can look at this mirror. So and again, that your normal mirror is focused where it should be on the for the rear of your car. It's not turned down towards your child.
Where did they put that? Sorry, where did they put that again, Noel?
It's like an additional mirror that you can put down below your normal mirror on the inside of your car.
Oh my goodness, all right.
That can be focused on your child, so again, you can monitor to make sure that they're not losing any restraints or that they're any distress or anything when they're driving, so you aren't turning around and losing focus on your own driving.
Well, now you're coming out with a lot of stuff that's so much common sense, but is there a law about the seats? Is there a general law by the government or manufacturers or about this? A seat law, that's really what I want to know.
Well, yes, there's a law in relation to seats. So that's where you would advise the public, general public or your listeners to go onto the RSA website, and that dictates what seats you should be using for the age or weight of your child. So again, there is law. And again, if you're stuck at the Gardaí and you don't have your child in the restraint, the child safety restraint, you can be received a fine. So, in general, any passenger under 17 years of age that isn't wearing a seatbelt, the driver will receive the penalty fine. And if they're over 18, they can themselves receive a fine.
Oh my goodness, and the penalty points, oh my goodness. Noel, what about cleaning? I mean, kiddies drop things. They drop ice cream cones, they drop things. So cleaning the car seat for a toddler, is that important?
Well, it is, for general hygiene, it would be important, as you said. It can be a whole climate of our life, living organisms themselves in a child's seat, sometimes with the amount of food that falls on it. And so again, it's important that you keep it for the health of your own child and the car seat that is kept clean. And the general advice would be not to buy second-hand car seats, because you don't know what it had been involved in. It had been involved in a crash, or if there was any damage done to it. So again, general advice would be to buy a new car seat.
So just coming back, once a year to get the car seat checked, make sure that it's cleaned and the straps are cleaned, the whole lot of it is cleaned, and make sure that the weight of the child corresponds with the car seat. And I just want to, could you tell us the website, or I know you gave the information how people could get to know more. Is there a website or a telephone number? Maybe you're too busy for a telephone number. Maybe just
no. In general, the RSA website would be the www.rsa.ie, and then search child safety in cars, and that would give you all the information that you need in relation to any questions you would have relation to in care safety for children.
And as I said earlier, and please excuse me, because I said, you know, it sounded like common sense, but, you know, you're rushing and to do things and get kiddies to school and so forth and possibly go to a job yourself. So sometimes common sense goes out the door. And one final thing, I'm just wondering, overall, that the importance of making sure that at least once a year that the children's seats are checked, and if they're not right, they can lose penalty points. They can get penalty points, isn't that true?
I suppose the least of the worries, or the minor part, when it's getting identified, the most important thing is make sure that the child is safe. And that's
absolutely
the whole reason for these guidance or laws, to make sure that any child that you are carrying is being transported safely. So again, the most important factor is that they are going to be traveling safely, and in the event of collision, that they are safe in their car seat.
One other thing, if a car is parked just out in the shopping centre and a child is left there, can the car, the heat of the car, does that escalate? I mean, kind of very hot quickly?
Exactly, yes. So all it takes is a few minutes for the heat of the car, particularly in weather like this. And again, this can cause a heat stroke, so it's very important that the children aren't left themselves in a car.
Oh my goodness, Noel, I think you've given our listeners and certainly the team here a lot to think about, and I really appreciate you coming on to Near FM this morning at the Lifeline, and I'd like you to come on again hopefully in a few weeks' time, because if we might have to make this announcement again just to our listeners to be aware. But I really appreciate you coming on. By the way, is your weather wonderful in Mayo?
It's a beautiful day again here in Mayo, so it is. And we warmly welcome your listeners down here on a staycation.
Oh, well, Mayo is one of my favourite counties, particularly out around Clew Bay, I have to say. So, Noel, thank you for taking time out of your busy day and coming and letting us know, and we greatly appreciate that. Many thanks.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Not at all. Bye, Noel. Thank you. Bye now.